Testing, 1, 2, 3. Hey guys, what's up? This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a wonderful morning, day, or night, whatever time you're listening to this podcast episode at. Perspective. What is normal for the spider is chaos for the fly. It was a phrase, a quote, an image, and it showed the fly being captured or about to be captured in the spider's web. Perspective. Many times, God, the universe, wants to test your faith more than He wants you to be comfortable. Many times we see things as a punishment perspective, an obstacle perspective, a lesson, again, perspective. All of these can very well mean the same thing, but depending on what it is, depending on the timing, right? If it's like the second or third challenge, obstacle, lesson, what have you. And you're just like, really? I get it. You're just like, I'm done. I'm not having it. But if we are able to see things that come into the way of our plans, right? In the way that we envision we would reach our goals. And we got a few bumps in the road. And if we're able to see them as, you know, not see them as anything, right? But just not hamper or let them dampen us so much that we miss the big picture. We miss the big picture, right? We're praying December 31st and we're setting new year goals and intentions, and then here comes something that uproots our comfortableness and our routine, that invites us to a challenge of our a test of our faith, and challenges the normal, the routine, the comfort zone. I mean, that's part of the process. That's the formula. You must change. You must change lanes if you're going to move where you have to move to. And the car in front of you is going too slow, and you have to be there at the time, and you're going the speed limit, and you're doing what you have to do, but that one's going under the speed limit and they're going at their pace. So then you have to move. Sometimes that car in front of you is a relationship that is no longer serving you. A friendship is no longer serving you. An employer that's no longer serving you. And you know, you've done all the jumping through hoops and what have you. And you've been everything to everybody but yourself. And so there you are with no insight of self and possibly a lack of personality. And as you try to find yourself, you're going to lose things that aren't bad. It's not that they're bad or good, right? That there's no label to them. It's just not fitting, not in alignment of that new version of yourself, of a different version of yourself, possibly a better version of yourself, hopefully a better version of yourself, higher self, the one that you asked for on December 31st when you know, made your New Year's resolutions. It could have honestly been whenever, but I'm just trying to give you like I guess in layman's terms, what goal setting or envisioning or vision board what that may look like, right? My goal with my podcast and my vlogs are always to be just very basic in my communication styles that you understand it. Everyone understands it. Because everybody, like everyone fights for free healthcare and free access to this and justice and all of these things. I feel like mental health falls to the wayside. And I mean, it needs to be paid and insurance. And sure, you can vent and do what you want to do, but no matter how much research you do, no matter how many tools you go through, when you're actually putting them into place and these things pop up, we need to talk about those things, right? And people don't. Number one, because they haven't deciphered it and they're not quite sure what's going on. They just know they don't like it. It feels icky and they almost want to die, literally. That's how it feels when you let go of your old self. That's how it feels when you change. It feels like, oh, that heavy old mask is just gone. And now I have to create a new, and all these things pop up. And even if you thought you've settled them, right? And it becomes, and things will continue to pop up as always until you've made your peace with them. You've either said, okay, I see what you're doing. You're here to take care of me and make sure I don't do something, right? Because your hardwiring is like in survival mode. But then you realize that it's okay to feel fear. It's okay to feel uncomfortable. I think my prior, the podcast prior to this one was talking about that. The podcast episode. I just say podcast, but it's technically a podcast episode, right? It's an episode within a podcast, but I'm learning the lingo over the, 4 years or so that I've been recording. It's kind of just evolved into this. I got a mic now. Hey! Hopefully you hear me a little bit clearer, but all right, that was my scroll moment. If you're new to this podcast, this is kind of what I do here. Welcome. I think perspective is, God, it's personal. Depending where you're at in life, I mean, you're just in a dark, heavy space. You're just not gonna, you don't want to hear or see anything. Like, you're gonna, anything you have come into your life, you're gonna see it through that lens. And I hope you make it through, because that's definitely not your final journey. And a lot of people stay there for a very long time, and it either gets worse or it gets better. But it's definitely like a place a lot of people who have started a healing journey, or just like, you know, whatever you want to call it, growth or bettering yourself or enlightenment, whatever, therapy. it's, you know, I always hear people saying, I was in a dark place in my life. And I feel like a lot of humans say that. And it's because, and in a way, it's just like, you know, maybe you can relate, maybe you can't relate. And I think that's okay. But everyone that starts or mentions that and is not there anymore, makes me so happy. Like, oh man, you got out of it. And there's different levels, and you may have a visit from another block that, let's just say, you couldn't have unlocked at level 2, right? Some tier 5, level 5 BS you got to deal with, right? It's an obstacle. It's a lesson of level 5 that, I mean, at level 2, you're like, oh, this is peanuts. You know what I went through at level 1, right? But then, if you would have got a level 5 issue at level 2, it would have broke you. Some people break. just brake. They just brake. And I think there are options. I think you have to fight it every day. There's maintenance to it. Just as often as you brush your teeth and bathe and floss and, you know, do these things extra and lotion and whatnot. I think there's very much so an option to give yourself maintenance of the soul, of your mental health, of the spirit. In the Latino community, I feel growing up, therapy was like, I don't know. I didn't really have discussions with it, you know, but later on when people, you know, I would say around my 20s, I would hear people talk about other people who went to therapy. It was constantly that they were crazy. ¿Está loca? Tiene que ir con el doctor. No, tú estás mal. Tú tienes que ir con el doctor. You know, if anyone shared any thoughts or this, you know, outlandish or things or challenged the norm or just said, this is ridiculous. Like, no, you can't have an opinion. You can't form an opinion. You're insane. You're mad. That's unhealthy. We don't think like that. Boom. End of discussion. And so not only were you like, what is it? Gaslighted? How would you say it? Not only were you like put into that category, you were also like the issues you had or the questions or the doubts or like the reflection or the, you know, just the thought process, like that wasn't even allowed. Immediately shut down. So you sat down, shut up and just did what you did and internalized that, you know, you're crazy, you're weird, don't speak up, don't be so you, you know, because everybody, honestly, I believe every human has a personality, and I think you can have very overlapping personalities and stuff like that. But there's a point where, and I've had this too, where we lose our personality because we want to play it safe, whether that's on social media, and we don't want to lose the followers. We kind of play either the villain, right? Like, let's do this, right? The drama queen, or maybe it's the sweetheart, or maybe it's the poised, you know, stance and very conservative, not conservative in a bad way, but just more like there's no room for anything that would be considered trending, which may be seen as, you know, not traditional. And so I think when you have those things, you become everything, but you lose yourself if that's not your authentic self. And if like you are naturally reserved, and I believe people are, like, I believe people can be naturally reserved on some topics and super, you know, neutral on others. And I think that's somebody's personality. I don't think everyone has to just like always be angry, argumentative, and against everything in order to be themselves. You know, if they're agreeable on something, they're agreeable. That's their personality. And maybe it's not yours, but it doesn't make it any less valid. And I think equally somebody, you know, being out there, it's not always just media fed. I think it's a lot of times their personality to do that. And as long as it's your personality and it's not what everyone else around you is doing only, right? Because obviously our environment does influence it. So there are going to be some of those traits in there. But even if the even if that's a percentage of it, as long as the majority is you, it's like when you write down something on the piece of paper and you ask yourself the questions and you can reply because you know, like, that's you. It's not asking people than being told what to think, being told what to do. you lose yourself. And when you lose yourself, it's sad, it's heartbreaking, it's heavy. You'll find a new version of yourself. But is it you? And how will you step into that? And how will you know? And I think when we go through these uncomfortable things where our faith is tested, right? I think when you go through these types of things where your lessons, where you are getting what you ask for, but you also have to be the person that can handle those things. Think of a lottery winner who is not ready to win. It'll be too much. It'll be overwhelming. They'll lose sight. They'll go haywire if you're not willing to do those things. They'll just go haywire. The brain, the nervous system, it'll either shut down or do some type of response. I mean, with something that you may, you know, it may trigger things of unworthiness and deservingness, and it may backfire, it may self-sabotage. There's a lot of different scenarios with that. With that type of scenario, you're going to be challenged with the scenario of, you know, of getting everything you want, to really seeing, is this what I want? Having everything you want in your hands. A lot of people have said, well, I thought I wanted this, and I thought this would bring me happiness, and it didn't. And so that is a sure indicator that you are out of alignment, that you are not connected with self, and it's humbling, and it's also awesome, and it could be a little sad sometimes. But it's also perspective, right? An opportunity to put things into your chapter book that you want there, right? You have a brand new page, and you reach the goal line, and you're like, okay, shit. Like, now what? Well, one day I just got tired of running, so I just turned back home, right? When Forrest Gump, one of my favorite movies, was running, and I think I'm tired. And that was it. And it just, it very much happens. And you're not weird, and you're not bad, and you're not ungrateful. That's not what it is. It's just, llegó tu punto. Hasta aquí llegamos. El topaste. And now what? And I think that's a very peaceful place to be. It could be, like, triggering for some. But if you are just so at peace and in your stillness that you're just like, okay, now what? Oh, baby, you get to be so picky. You get to be so selective. You made it. You did it. You have peace on earth. You're not punished. It is not boredom. You get to be selective and decide what fits into that chapter book. What comes into your life, because you have a beautiful, peaceful, clean slate. And you get to create your world. You get to create your dream life. You get to add the things in there that you are sure, or were sure, to light you up. And you get to test them and fill into it. Somebody said, well, I want to have steak and lobster every day for dinner. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get to this point and you're just like, I don't I don't like eating beef anymore. I can't, you know, eat steak and lobster, and it's just, it doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't come into my diet as a nutritious food. It actually feels like it takes from me, and it doesn't taste the same. And so many things like this have happened, and I think we can't, you know, who do you talk to about this, right? Especially, like I said, even though I want to say we have progressed as a society, and even as a culture, as a Latino culture, I think there are still a lot of generations here still that may not be as open to therapy or is talking outside of the family to somebody, and that's all respectable and understandable. So that's my opinion on that. So finding podcast episodes that talk about that and not normalize it, but just kind of give some type of sound of reason as you're going through it. Because who the hell are you going to talk to about this? You know, when you have those awakenings, when you have those shifts, when you have those moments where you're like, ay, cabrón, si estoy loca. You know? Loca pero feliz de X, tú síguele. If you feel an immense joy and peace combined with confusion and perhaps just some type of different, you know, feeling in your space, I invite you to sit still for a little bit before you say you're bored, before you say you're unhappy, before you say you're, you know, whatever you may feel, you know, like you need to say. And you very well may just be in peace. As a survivor of trauma and chaos and all these things that we think will make us happy, we see that the happiness really comes from simpler things. The most simple. And it's okay to want more and have an ambitious drive. But it's also okay to have a really good footing and a foundation as to who you are. Because when you grow in any way that you do, you never want to lose yourself. You never want to betray yourself. A lot of people are coming back to these roots. They're undoing, they're unbecoming their celebrity selves, their persons they thought. And they're just kind of connecting with themselves and just being so raw. And I think that is so beautiful, to be relatable to the people. I don't care how many millions and billions and pesos or whatever you have. To be relatable to the people you love, to be relatable to yourself, because once you're relatable to yourself and you know who you are and what you are and what you aren't, the good, bad, the ugly, you have compassion, you're able to operate from a very beautiful space. Just a beautiful space. And through perspective, people that have came in our life and loved, situations, all of these things are they're all just different types of opportunities to move closer to your goal. If you would allow yourself to see it that way. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I am, wow, over my time. Go check out my social medias, you guys. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this. There's always, you know, in the beginning, it's like, yes, I have this money and this money. If one person listens to this and it changes their life, I am so happy. And I think the increase in the desire for more people to listen to this is because I want people to feel heard and understood, because I know what it feels like to not be heard and understood. And I know what it feels like to be like, am I the only one? And luckily social media is like, no, you're not the only one. It's a bunch of us. And even if people aren't ready to come out and be like, yes, you know, I survived this or that. Even if people aren't ready to move past their traumas and they want to sit in another space and another light in their life, that's okay too. Because everyone's on their own journey, right? I don't know, guys. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful that I can be here for one person today. And I pray I get many more years to be here for another person tomorrow and so forth and so forth. And that these matter for the souls of people, for that connection. To show that we are more alike than we are different. Muchas besitos, bendiciones. Go check out my social medias. I'm on the Snap. I'm on the Gram. I'm on the Meta. WhatsApp. ¿Cuál otro? I need to update my LinkedIn. I used to stress myself out, guys. I've been like so professional about these things. And I'm just like, if you know, you know, y vámonos. You know, if you just survive and move forward, vámonos, vámonos. We do that. It is what it is. Abrazos, bendiciones. As always, go check out those socials.